Good morning, can everyone hear me? Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. As I was introduced, I am Didi Akinyelure. I'm a journalist with experience working for BBC, Reuters, and CNBC. And I would like to welcome you to this conversation with great minds. And this is going to be a 90-minute session. And it's themed Science in and for Society and Development. So we're going to be talking about a few different topics around that. I will be introducing my panelists to you shortly. But first of all, I'd just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, that new technologies are getting more complex and changing quickly. And there is an urgent need for us to work together. Recently, there have been exciting new discoveries, from everything from artificial intelligence to advancements in renewable energy technologies and quantum computing. And so collaboration on a global scale in science, technology, and innovation is crucial to bring together financial and knowledge resources from governments, businesses, academia, and civil societies. Because this partnership helps unlock the potential of the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly 9 and 17, and ultimately aiding in the achievement of all other SDGs. And in order to achieve the international community's commitment to leave no one behind, global cooperation in science and technology is vital. So what is the issue? The issue is innovation is now largely happening within global networks, leaving many developing countries unable to fully engage due to lacking capabilities in science, technology, and innovation within their organizations. And it's crucial to boost these capabilities in these countries to enable their active participation in and gains from global innovation networks. This is vital for collectively addressing global challenges and benefiting the wider international community. But such a transformation requires significant focus on enhancing national policies, investments, and global science, technology, and innovation cooperation. So this morning, it is a pleasure to explore concepts centered around international collaboration in science and technology with three distinguished academic scholars, and I would like to start by introducing them. Professor Hulf-Dieter Hoyer is a physicist and former director general of CERN. Since 2015, he has been chair of the European Commission's group of chief scientific advisors. Welcome. Professor Xing-Tung Yao is a mathematician who has made major contributions to the development of modern differential geometry and geometric analysis. He's won several world-renowned prizes, including the 1982 Fields Medal, and today he is joining the conversation remotely. Welcome. And Nicola Spaulding is a professor in material science known for her pioneering research on multiferroics. She's won several world-renowned prizes, including the Europhysics Prize of the European Physical Society, the UNESCO L'Oréal Award for Women in Sciences, and the Hamburg Prize for Theoretical Physics. Welcome. So, like I said this morning, we'll be running through a few key points. And as you hear from our great minds, I'd like to urge each of you to keep your answers tight, so perhaps 4 to 5 minutes per question would be ideal, as we do have quite a bit to get through this morning. All right, so let's start. Now, we know that you all do and have done very important work. So let's talk about that first. I would like each of you to spend 5 minutes on this, and I'll start with Professor Nicola Spaulding. Perhaps you could tell us, what is the focus of your most significant work as a scientist, and why does this work matter to society?